Halftime today presented by the Asbury Park Press, your number one source of local news and information at the Jersey Shore. The Asbury Park Press, a proud sponsor of Monmouth University Athletics. MU leads RU here at the break, 31-29. Matt Harmon back at the table along with Josh Newman, the outstanding beat reporter for the Asbury Park Press. Josh, impressions of that first half?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is Monmouth's last two losses. They really came out very lethargic against Fordham and the other night against St. Francis Brooklyn. I thought that Monmouth came out, they were hyped up, they were ready to play, they had a plan, especially on defense where they really threw a zone, a very effective zone at Rutgers. They really came out from the opening tip and they were ready to play. And, you know, for the balance of that first half, they were pretty much in control against Rutgers.
Yeah, good early start for Monmouth, especially offensively. They went through a bit of a stretch where they couldn't really find anything going offensively. And if you look again at some of the numbers, and sometimes numbers don't always tell the story, but the kind of the front court guys, at least at the start of the game, pretty rough performance. Kafani, who was so good the other day against St. Francis, he was kind of a lone bright spot. He's 1-for-5. Deion Jones, 1-for-3. Zach Tillman, 1-for-3. And then you throw in some of the guys off the bench, like Andrew Nicholas is 1-for-5. You know, on a day like today, you need a little, I feel like at least, you need a little bit of everything. You need a little bit of everyone to kind of be on today. You can't have a guy who's going to take a good percentage of shots. Kafani 5 and Nicholas 5. If those guys are going to take 5 shots, you better make sure you make more than just one.
The problem with Andrew Nicholas is, and you've been watching him as long as I have, if he takes that first shot and he hits that first shot. If he hits that first shot, he is going to keep shooting. Sometimes that's a blessing and sometimes that's a curse. Today he hit the first shot. Then he took 2 more quick ones from deep. Missed them both. You live with that because of the possibility that if he keeps shooting, he's going to start hitting and he's going to have a day for you. But as you said, this game against this opponent, probably not the day for him to go, you know, 2-for-11 or 2-for-12 like he sometimes does.
It seems like at least with the feel of the game, you know, you're getting pretty solid performances out of Josh James, who seems like he's got a little bit more bounce in his step than he has during the course of the year. And Justin Robinson's been so consistent during the course. Each guy 2-for-3. James has 6. Robinson has 5. And if you look at Rutgers, you know, they're more of a backcourt type team anyway. So if you can get Robinson and James to maybe cancel out a little bit, Mack and Williams, then it comes down to that third or fourth option, I think.
I think you're in a good spot, as you just said. If they could deal with Miles Mack, if they could deal with Bishop Daniels, who gave them very quality minutes off the bench, deal with a Mike Williams, if they can do that, as you said, cancel those guys out, and then you leave it up to a guy like Deion Jones, even a Brees Kofani, who, as we've seen, has had some big games. If you can deal with Mack, Daniels, and Williams and leave it up to some of the other guys, I mean, you're in good shape. They're in good shape right now. If they can keep doing what they're doing, dealing with those Rutgers guards, they're going to be in good shape here late.
Now, when you think about this, with obviously a whole other half of basketball left, a win like this for Monmouth, you know, I mean, we've seen this team have some great highs this year. Iona certainly comes to mind, and some really tough lows. That game the other night against St. Francis Brooklyn, the loss against Cowsden over Thanksgiving weekend, and then those near misses against some of the bigger teams. What's a win like this do if Monmouth can figure out a way over the next 20 minutes to, and I will say, upset Rutgers, because I don't care what the line says in Vegas. You're still playing a Big Five conference and a Big Ten team. It still is an upset if your Monmouth to beat Rutgers.
When this week started, you know, looking ahead to this Monmouth-Rutgers game, I thought, all right, if Monmouth can beat Rutgers, that's, you know, a colossal landmark win in your building against a, you know, a Power 5 Big Ten team. And it is. Don't get me wrong. Huge win for the program. Arguably the biggest regular season win in program history. Same time, no matter what happens today, you're going to Buffalo Friday to play Canisius in what really amounts to, that's a huge, huge early season MAC game with both teams sitting at 2-0. Big win today, but either way, that's a massive game coming Friday in Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about the overall picture, which is sometimes tough to do for us in the media, and I think for fans who kind of follow the team, of course you'd love to beat Rutgers because you can kind of put that feather in your cap, but let's be realistic, this it doesn't seem like, at least this year, unless something dramatically changes, the MAC is not going to be a two-team bid league. So even if you finish second, you're probably not going to go to the NCAA tournament as an art large bid, an at-large team. So it is those conference games that really amount to a whole lot. But I think this one could swing one way or the other. You know, you get a win, does that give you momentum going into Buffalo? And then on the flip side, a loss, are you that mad that you maybe let a game slip away? Or do you have that hangover effect knowing, oh boy, we lost here, maybe we should have won. Now we got to get on a bus and drive 8 hours to Buffalo, which is no easy feat for anybody.
You know, a win today would be a big high, but, you know, this team has been very inconsistent. They beat Iona. They came out and laid an egg against Fordham. You had a nice win against Wagner. You laid an egg against St. Francis. If they win this game, they're going to have to find a way to take that momentum, have a good week of practice, and roll that into Friday night. And you know what? If you lose, you lose. You would rather play well and lose. I mean, you don't want to lose, period. But if you're going to lose, at least play a team like this straight up and hard for 40 minutes if you're going to lose.
Monmouth up here at the break, 31-29 over Rutgers. Matt Harmon, Josh Newman, of course, the outstanding beat writer of the Asbury Park Press. Josh, looking now ahead just a little bit into the second half of this one. We talked about the matchup, obviously. Another key or two as you watch that game. And I think the one thing that's been such a problem for Monmouth, and maybe this would be something you'd bring up, has been the rebounding. And to me, at 19 aside, you have to think, okay, Monmouth's done probably their best job on the boards all season long so far.
They have done a very good job on the boards. You know, both these teams came into this game struggling on the boards. The one thing I would point out, you know, they're tied 19-19 on the boards, but 9 offensive rebounds for Rutgers is just way too many. You know, 9 offensive rebounds, Rutgers has 10 second chance points. That's something that's been a problem all season against these Power 5 teams like West Virginia, Maryland. You cannot let that get out of hand. You need to limit the second chance opportunities and limit the offensive rebounding.
Josh, good to see you. Enjoy the second half. We'll talk to you down the line.
Appreciate it, Matt.
Josh Newman of the Asbury Park Press giving us some time. We're about midway through this halftime period with Monmouth leading Rutgers 31-29. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back, give you scores from around the country. College basketball, we'll check in on the NFL board for you as well. Hawks 31, Scarlet Knights 29. We're back in 2 minutes with more on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. And we're back here on the Asbury Park Press halftime show. Matt Harmon and Greg Meskel. Thanks for Josh Newman for swinging by, giving us a couple of minutes. Hawks lead Rutgers by a score of 31-29. A few minutes away from tipping off here in the second half. Good time to take a look at our Cokes here out of town scoreboard. Let's do some college basketball first. It was a busy day, or still is a busy day, in MAC league play. As soon as my tablet cooperates. Oh, there we go. A win already today for Siena. They knock off Bucknell, come back, and take out the Bison 73-71. Iona got a win over Drexel on the road, 81-62. Yes, it's at Fairfield to be home for Loyola. Just getting underway, no score. St. Peter is visiting Cornell. And late in the second half, Elon leads Marist by a score of 69-62. Top 25, there was a handful of games, not a ton, not obviously like you would see on a busy Saturday, but some games nonetheless. And again, just waiting for things to load up to pass along some information for you. We'll do the NFL activity also on the scoreboard. A lot of people must be online here in the building today because the service not as good as it usually is. St. John's knocked out Tulane 82-57. Wisconsin will play host to Buffalo at 8 o'clock. Stony Brook will visit Washington also at 8 o'clock. Northern Iowa, the number 23 team of the country, they lead South Dakota State by a score of 39-30. Let's take a quick peek at some of the NFL games. Obviously, the last day of the regular season. Might be the last day and game for Rex Ryan, but his Jets on the road lead the Dolphins 34-24. Eagles on top of the Giants, 34-26. Cowboys lead the Redskins right now, 36-16. Ravens, 20. Browns, 10. Colts on top of the Titans, 27-10. Texans, 23. Jaguars, 17. Chiefs lead the Chargers, 19-7. That's a huge game for playoff implications. Bills knocked off the Patriots, 17-9. Vikings over the Bears, 13-9. Saints beat the Buccaneers, 23-20. Still yet to kick off. Broncos will play host to the Raiders. Cardinals are in San Francisco to take on the 49ers. Seahawks will play host to the Rams. Panthers will square off against the Falcons in a winner-take-all playoff situation in Atlanta. Packers and Lions play for the NFC North Championship at 4:25 in Green Bay. And later on tonight, the Sunday night game, the Steelers are home for the Bengals to decide the AFC North Division. Take a timeout here. We'll make it a 60-second break. When we come back, Greg will rejoin me at the table and get you set here for the second half. Monmouth leads Rutgers 31-29 on the Shore Sports Network. Two-point lead for Monmouth. They lead 31-29 over the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers. Matt Harmon, Greg Meskel settling in for a second half, which should certainly be entertaining as we say goodbye to our halftime show presented by the Asbury Park Press and let you know that today's game brought to you in part by Scala's Pizzeria, proud sponsor of the Monmouth Hawks. For great pizza and more, give them a call at 732-222-8728 or visit them online at scalaspizzeria.com. Be sure to go to monmouthhawks.com for the latest information on MU Athletics, the online home of the Blue and White. Greg, looking forward here to the second half. Biggest difference in this game, looking from half one to half two for you.
Sorry there, Matt. I think when you look at the Monmouth Hawks, it's about moving the ball and sharing the ball on offense. When that happened, great things happen. Open looks, drives to the basket. They can replicate that here in the second half. They can be on their way to their first victory over the Scarlet Knights.
Hawks start with possession here. Deion Jones will penetrate, go one-on-one. Missed the shot, but get a loose ball back. Joined on the floor by Robinson, James Cafani, and Zach Tillman. The original five on the floor for Rutgers as well. Mack Williams, Itu, Jack, and Greg Lewis. Jones again with 20 now on the shot clock. Trying to take Itu off the dribble. Goes left, leads off for Tillman. He's whacked on his way up and will go to the line for two shots.
Beautiful interior passing there. Jones giving it off to the big man, Tillman. Tight quarters there, not easy to almost a handoff from a quarterback to a running back. Tillman takes it and is hit hard, but he'll get his chance here at the line.
Tillman, who played 11 minutes in that first half, makes the first free throw. He's 3 of 3 from the line now with 5 points. Still coming along, one of two guys last year to start all 32 games for Monmouth.
And the other, Andrew Nicholas, who has really embraced his role as now that guy off the bench, the go-to scorer.
Tillman's second is good. Gives Monmouth back a four-point advantage, 33-29. Full court pressure set up here by the Hawks. Jack gets the ball in play. He'll be checked by Jones. RU will break it with a couple of passes and then dribble up the court by Miles Mack. Mack checked by Josh James. Man-to-man defense for the Hawks on their first defensive possession of the second half. Williams flipping in the far side corner for Itu. Hands back off to Mack. He's pinned off and doubled. And Rutgers will have to use a timeout. That cannot make Eddie Jordan pretty happy. Rutgers basically ran themselves into that.
Jordan just with a frustrated look the minute that timeout was called. To your point, Matt, not something you want to see here in the opening moments of your second half. To your point, dribbled it right into a corner, trapped themselves essentially.
First possession, certainly not what Rutgers was looking for. A timeout which will be taken as a full timeout, but we'll keep it here with 19:03 to go as Monmouth leads Rutgers by a score of 33-29. Let you know what's coming up for this Hawks team. They'll take to the road, as Josh and I talked about at the half, that dreaded Buffalo trip. Canisius, the next team up on the docket on January 2nd, Friday night, and then on the 4th of January, they'll wrap up that two-game road swing at Niagara, and then play three of their next four games at home. Critical matchup against Quinnipiac on the 9th, at Ryder, the in-state rival, on the 12th, back home for St. Peter's, back home for Fairfield. That takes you into the last remaining non-conference game of the season, which will be a Wednesday night in Philly at UPenn. Kind of a weird spot, but it was the only date that the two teams could kind of agree on when they could play. I know Monmouth wanted to play that game some point in December, but UPenn kind of balked at it for a couple of different reasons, so they'll play it in the middle of January.
And always a great venue there down at the Palestra. Monmouth and Penn have gotten a pretty good history here the last 10, 15 years or so of meeting during the regular season, and tends to be a pretty decent game when they get together, where it's the Palestra. Remember, games back on the Atlantic, Asbury Park down in the Boardwalk Convention Hall there as well years ago as well.
6 points for Zach Tillman, 6 points for Josh James. Those are the Monmouth leaders in points. Bishop Daniels with six for Rutgers off the bench. Timeout set to break here. Hawks up 33-29, 19:03 to go in the second half. Matt Harmon on the Shore Sports Network with Greg Meskel. One and done. We might have to fly, you know, if Monmouth wins, we're going to have to fly you back out.
All about being a good luck charm, Matt. Not a problem for me. I'm gonna skip that Buffalo trip, and I'll meet you back on, what do we got here, later in January.
That's perfect, because I am also skipping the Buffalo trip. I'll hand that off just about any day of the week when it's in January. Buffalo is a pretty cool city. I've been there, but not in January. Rutgers off the inbound, had problems putting it in. Jack finds a seam, goes down the left side of the lane, has his shot rejected by Kofani. Another one for Brees. Runs the floor now with Deion Jones. Loose ball. Kofani tries to save it and does. Tillman will get it. Hawks will reset with Robinson to pull back out. Great hustle play by Brees Kofani. Another block from him. We've seen him do it all season long. His 28th block of the year.
And Kofani, he blocked the shot emphatically but kept it in play. Smart
James
there.
Trying to go in the lane. We'll feed it down inside for Tillman. Have it taken away by Miles Mack. Rutgers in a 3-on-3. Loose ball picked up by Jones. 1-on-1 to the basket. He's fouled on his way up by junior Itu. And Deion Jones will go to the line for two shots.
Jones showing off his physical fitness. Gave us a couple of push-ups there before he got off the ground. Doesn't mind taking some contact there, going hard to the hoop.
Jones, the former Delaware State Player of the Year as a senior in Wilmington, Delaware, started his career at Towson, where he played all 32 games for a team that struggled the entire season, left what he thought was a bad situation, sat out as a sophomore in his what was essentially last year his redshirt sophomore year, played in all 32 games, started in 31. Hawks high man last year, 15.1 points per game. As this year and one more to complete his eligibility. With the free throws, makes it 34-29. Kofani will flash out high. Bump Williams. Bad foul at the top of the offensive set. Second on Kofani. First team foul on Monmouth. 18-14 to go in the second half. Monmouth up by 5, 34-29. Off the inbound. Rutgers will get it. Working left for Jack. Lewis, one bounce at the top. Miles Mack around the screen, top of the key. Will flip off on his left on the perimeter for Itu. Drives, feeds for Mack. Shot clock down to 18. Still a lot of time for Rutgers in his possession. Itu for Mack. Shaded left, top of the key. He'll pull back out and reset. Hawks back into the man-to-man. Lewis sets the screen. Mack penetrates. Itu, the three from the left corner. Well short. James gets it in transition. Ahead for Deion Jones, who will run over Mike Williams, who will draw the charge. That's the one flaw if you've watched Deion Jones the last 2 years here at Monmouth. When he gets in transition, it's pretty much I'm going to the basket with not much more else of an option.
Well, you see why he operates that way. Last time down, he followed that rule and it got himself to the free throw line. This time, the defender a little bit out ahead of him and unable to adjust there.
Second one on Jones, second team foul. Williams will miss a quick trigger three. James with another defensive rebound for Monmouth. Hawks plus three in the rebounding department so far today. Kofani trying to square up on Jack. Baseline move. Good spin by Brees Kofani. And he'll get the basket his second of the day to give the Hawks a 36-29 advantage. That's 7-point spread, matching the biggest of the afternoon so far for MU. Williams will hand off to Miles Mack. Mack looking to dribble drive down the lane. Good jump step. Tillman altered the shot. Lewis gets the loose ball back. He'll go up and is fouled before Kofani try to get a second block. It'll be free throws coming for Lewis. One common opponent between these two teams, something that you kind of peer at going into at least an interesting matchup. Both of these teams played St. Francis Brooklyn. Rutgers able to beat them on the 23rd of November, 76-73. Monmouth was handled by the Terriers last time out, 71-46. So say what you want for that. Sometimes it just doesn't really matter if you use common opponents as a theme going in, sometimes it doesn't really work out. Is with that free throw, the Monmouth lead cut to 6, 36-30.
Yeah, I think we can throw that one away this time, because you're watching Monmouth today and wondering how on earth that happened against St. Francis Brooklyn.
I was here, and I still am not sure how it happened. Second free throw by Lewis, also good. Monmouth leads by 5, 36-31.
Jones. The Hawks here defensively, they've not really been able to let Rutgers get in any sense of rhythm on offense. You don't feel like Rutgers has ever strung anything together for more than 2 minutes.
Jones brings it up court, finds James in the near side corner. Dumped down on the block for Kafani, who was bumped as the ball was sent in. That'll be a non-shooting foul. Did it go out of bounds? Well, last touch by Rutgers. My mistake. James will trigger it. Jones will take the three. In the near side corner, long range miss. Rutgers in transition. Here's Miles Mack down the middle part of the lane. Rolls around the rim and dunks in. Good little spurt here by Rutgers. 4-0 run to make it a 3-point lead. Jones back in transition. Mid-range jumper from the right side. Make it Monmouth 38, Rutgers 33.
A nice recognition there by Jones. He didn't force the attack to the basket. Saw the defenders in front of them, put the brakes on, able to hit the nice medium-range jump shot.
Bounced off on the right side for Junior Itu. Inside for Lewis. Good spin move. Had the ball deflected up in the air. Goes to Williams. Now it's Miles Mack to reset with 15 on the shot clock. Jack sets the screen. There's the roll in the give-back pass. Little nifty shot. Scoop shot by Kadeem Jack to give Rutgers two more up on the board. Monmouth now leads 38-35.
Jack is clearly an athletic guy. We've seen him go to the basket, hit the outside shot, and there, just a sweet finger roll.
Redshirt senior from Queens, New York. In transition, we'll get a foul. That should get us to our first media timeout, and it will. First foul on Miles Mack, third team foul for Rutgers. It'll be Monmouth basketball when we return with 15:37 to go in the second half. The Hawks 38, the Scarlet Knights 35. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. 15:37 to go in the second half. Monmouth leads 38-35. As you look at the Rutgers board, Miles Mack with 7, Kadeem Jack with 7, Lewis with 6, and Daniels with 6. It seems like, Greg, is just to finish something we were just talking about, you know, Rutgers is a backcourt loaded team, but Miles Mack and Mike Williams, you know, they've gotten their points here. They've combined for 12, but as you said before earlier, the Rutgers offense today has had major problems just getting into any kind of rhythm and flow.
I mean, think about it. Not that Monmouth is that far ahead, but Rutgers only 35 points, and we're nearing the halfway mark here in the second half. They have not been able to get anything going in a pattern offensively. And you touched on the guards. You think at some point you might just do an isolation, something for Mack, for Williams, these guys who are coming off of a big night, see if they can't get something ignited. You've also got to credit what Monmouth is doing defensively, limiting those guys on the perimeter.
A couple of numbers to keep an eye on. Rutgers plus 3 in second chance points and plus 4 points in the paint, but Monmouth has done well today in the rebounding department. They lead 23-21, and that has been a key stat for this team in their first 11, now make it 12 games, but with 15:37 to go, obviously a lot of time left to be played in this one. Hawks lead 38-35, and I think alarming for both teams that nobody has cracked into double figures quite yet.
Well, the stats we're seeing here, you talked about the numbers earlier about what these teams average per game, both averaging around 60, allowing around 60. They're both shooting around 38-39%. These are the marks of teams that are hovering around 500 and that are currently only 3 points apart in this game.
15 and a half to play. Monmouth puts it back in. Jones will find Austin Tillman. Now Max DeLeo. Hawks going back to that second unit. Red Nicholas has checked in. Chris Brady has come in. Here's a three on the way by Tillman. Off the mark. Nicholas able to tip it out. And it finds DeLeo. Now Deion Jones with a long-range three from the left side. That's good for Jones. There's a guy now with the double figures. Jones has got 10, and the Monmouth lead back to 6 at 41-35. Williams triggers the offense, top side for Rutgers. Jack will give off to Miles Mack. Bounce off on his left for Williams. E2 flips off, back on the right side for Mack. Back to E2, inside look for Kadeem Jack. Left block, turnaround jumper, no good. Loose ball, fought far down on the floor. Out of bounds, it'll be last touch by Rutgers. And it'll be Monmouth basketball.
and some intensity out of this second unit. One thing, Matt, we haven't touched on is how about the luxury King Rice here has the ability to go 5-5 out. You don't see a lot of college basketball teams where they can really go to that second unit and trust them for long stretches of time. Rice here developing kind of two different units out there.
Kentucky.
Exactly.
Two-platoon system. You're getting to that point. Jones, the only member of the starting five who's still on the floor. Colin Stewart will probably see him in a little bit. Brady, in transition, gets it to DeLeo. His three from the right side, off the mark just by a hair. Rebounded inside by Itu. Mack breaks the timeline with the dribble, trying to go and break down DeLeo. Step back jumper, but we'll have a foul on the floor first on Max DeLeo. It will be his second, team's fourth. Bishop Daniels back into the game, the junior from Raleigh, North Carolina. Already at his scoring average for the season at 6 in the first half. Average is 6 on the season. Left side baseline inbound play put in for Rutgers. Mack gets it. 14:05 to go here in this second half. Daniels handing off to Williams. He'll dribble right, give to Mack. Three is on the way. Short, long rebound tipped out. Austin Tillman got a crack at it. Daniels able to get the loose ball and find Lewis down inside for a soft lay-in on the right side. 41-37, Hawks lead Rutgers. Brady will give off to Deion Jones on the left sideline. Back up top now for DeLeo. DeLeo dribbling left, gives to Nicholas. Ball almost was taken away. Nicholas's three, well short and off the mark. He continues to struggle. Now 1-for-6 from the floor, 1-for-5 from the outside. And there's again a line change coming back in. Three new players re-entering for Monmouth. Tillman, DeLeo, and Brady will leave. Kofani, Nicholas, James Robinson, and Deion Jones, the five on the floor right now for the Hawks.
Nicholas buried that first three and then has been unable to continue there. But like any shooter, going to keep putting them up, try and shoot his way out of it.
If you're a shooter, they say keep shooting. E2, one bounce left, finds Daniels, 13:20 to go. Monmouth up 41-37. Flipped off on the right for Mack. Back to Daniels, shaded left, top of the key. Hawks have gone back to that 2-3 look. Kerherwim Okoro has checked in for the first time. There's a three-pointer by Bishop Daniels to cut the lead to 1, 41-40. Okoro from the Bronx went to St. Raymond's High School, 6'5 junior. Sees his first action of the day. Flashing out here defensively on Josh James, will bury the three from the right corner. James has been good today. Monmouth up by 4, 44-40. James has got 9. Daniels sets the offense up, looks left, goes left, hands off now to Okoro. Hawks back to a man-to-man look. Mack feeding off for Okoro. Slicing through the lane as Lewis gets the pass. Back to Okoro. Jump stop through the lane, leads for Daniels' left corner jumper. Is off the mark. Lewis climbs up over the top, and I thought was going to be whistled for a loose ball foul. Instead, it's going to go against Monmouth. That's a tough call on Andrew Nicholas.
Up there, it appeared like Nicholas had the necessary position to either get the ball or have a foul called against Rutgers, but it'll go against Nicholas, and King Rice displeased with that.
Deion Jones checking out, and Max DeLeo back in. Long entry pass. Robinson almost picked it off. Instead, Miles Mack will get it. Okoro went up and down and will be called for a travel. Talked about how important Josh James is when he is on. His 9 points today, a season high. It's as good as he's been all year and as confident as he has been all season long. 3-of-4 from the floor. Nicholas, step back from the left elbow. James gets it. Thought about the three. Okoro flashed out defensively at the last second. 17 on the shot clock. Now Robinson gets the high screen from Kofani. Feeds off for James, and as he tried to cross over, we'll get whistled for steps. That'll take us to the under 12 media break. Monmouth 44, Rutgers 40, with 11:46 to go in the second half. Hawks up by 4. We're back in 60 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. sports. As we welcome you back here from the Multipurpose Activity Center, 11:46 to play in the second half. Monmouth 44 and Rutgers 40. Hawks being paced 9 points out of Josh James, 10 for Deion Jones. Hawks in the second half so far, 4 of 9 for just over 44%. Defensively, I think that's been a bit of the trick so far today. Rutgers, we've talked about their ineffectiveness offensively. They are 16 of 42 for 38% and a shade worse in the second half, 4 of 11. They just can't really click offensively.
No, and then it's not letting them get any sort of momentum, and that's been a benefit to the Monmouth Hawks here, who, as expected, you've gotten some impact here out of Jones, but James coming in averaging under 5 points is already at 9. That's an added bonus that maybe they didn't expect. Those are the type of efforts you need, someone extra to kind of fill in the blanks when you're going to pick up a victory like this one could be against Rutgers.
RU gets it off the timeout. There's Miles Mack on the left wing. Flips up top for Daniels between the circles. Handing off to Okoro. Okoro leads off for Mack. Shot clock down to 12. Daniels dribbles around the perimeter. Checked by Robinson. Hands off now for Miles Mack. Step back from the left elbow. We'll give it to Daniels. Back to Mack. Three ball on the way. Short. Mack has just struggled all day. We will have a loose ball foul against Monmouth. Whistled on Kafani, his third, team six. So that's something to keep an eye on. Kafani's got three, and Monmouth one away from sending Rutgers to the free throw line for the remaining part of the game.
Yeah, big man Shaquille Dorson has returned, and he just sealed off the inside there, able to draw the foul.
Daniels, Mack, Okoro, Itu, and Dorson on the floor for Rutgers. DeLeo, James, Robinson, Kafani, and Nicholas. No true center, I guess maybe Kafani, but he's more of a four-man. Here's the three by Daniels. That's good. Just a step off the left side, top of the key. Back to a one-point game, 44-43 Monmouth.
We touched on Josh James being unexpected. How about Bishop Daniels? 6 points coming in, 12 already.
Averaged 18 a season ago, playing junior college ball at ASA. So he is a scorer. James off the screen and roll. Nicholas, kick out for DeLeo. Doesn't fire the three. James now gets it. Left corner. He's pinned off. Robinson will force one from the left wing, but hit. Justin Robinson will dream one just in front of the Monmouth bench to give the Hawks a 47-43 lead.
Important there for the Hawks. You could sense that Rutgers are starting to put some things together here, getting Daniels involved, and now Robinson quiets them down for the moment.
Justin's got eight. Here's Mack. Open from the top of the key. He'll drain that jumper to make it a two-point spread. We're at the midway point of the half. Monmouth 47, Rutgers 45. Robinson sets up the offense. James gets it, shaded right top of the key. Flip off on the left side for DeLeo. DeLeo, three bounces, spins in the lane. Contact, no call. Threw up a shot. Dorson there for the loose ball. Here's Miles Mack. Rutgers would take the lead with a three. They haven't led since the 18:34 mark when they hit the game's first basket and went up 3-0. Daniels spinning away from Robinson. Floater in the lane, no good. Dorson mistimed his jump on the putback. Robinson now off the breakout. Hawks out in numbers. Now Kofani gets it. Kofani penetrates, lost the ball, then tried to tip it out to James. Instead, it goes out of bounds and into the Monmouth bench. Hawks will use a timeout here, I believe. Should be a 30-second timeout, but it will be, check it, a full by Coach Rice. So we'll take a quick break as well. 9:09 to play in this second half. Monmouth 47, Rutgers 45. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Fans, the Hawks would like to thank their good friends at World Subaru, Coke, McClune's, the Asbury Park Press, and Barnabas Health Monmouth Medical for their tremendous support during the course of the season. Matt Harmon, Greg Meskel, Troy Overby back in the studios of the Shore Sports Network. Ensconced in a good one here. Garden State matchup as Monmouth trying to knock off Rutgers for the first time in 9 tries. Hawks up 47-45 on RU, 9:09 to play in the second half.
And we're getting down to the wire here. It's been this back and forth, kind of slugfest at times. Each team trying to string something together. You kind of get the feeling here that whoever can maybe string together, it might be four to 6 points in a row might be the way to win this down the stretch.
At the nine-minute mark, Rutgers puts it back in play. Kadeem Jack with a long-range three, no good. Kafani able to corral the rebound for Mamet. Hawks now in transition. It's Jones knifing his way through the lane, up and under move from the left side. Jones has got 12. Hawks back up by four, 49-45.
And Jones has been the answer here in the second half. Between he and James, when they've needed a bucket, James from the outside, Jones attacking the hoop, no matter who is in his way, and it's paying off.
Daniels trying to weave his way through traffic. Kicks back out, Okoro. Dorson got a touch, now back up top for Daniels. Takes Jones off the dribble, works through the lane, lost the ball. Jones in transition, two on two with Robinson. Good ball fake. Robinson hangs in the air, feeds inside. Kafani will lay it right in at the rim. Hawks back up by six, 51-45. 8:08 to go in the second half.
It's another time this game we're seeing Robinson make smart point guard decisions. He has a look. He gives it off for a closer, better look to one of his teammates.
51-45, Hawks the advantage. Jack drives. Jones deflected the ball out. It'll be Rutgers to get it back when we return from a timeout on the floor. Hawks 51, Rutgers 45. We step out for 60 seconds. Back with more Hawks basketball action on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. We welcome you back here with 7:54 to play in the second half. Neglected to mention at the halftime break, Monmouth honoring two of their championship teams that made the NCAA tournament during the fall season. The field hockey team, for the first time in program history under the direction of Carly Figlio, received their championship rings. And the Monmouth men's soccer program, which has been, well, I would say just about a dynasty since Rob McCourt took over the program. They went back to the NCAA tournament again this year before falling in double overtime to Xavier. Hawks here lead at 51-45. Matt Harmon, Greg Meskel. The numbers for both of these teams, each with a player in double figures. Deion Jones has got 12, and 12 points for Bishop Daniels. It'll be Daniels to trigger the inbound. Finds Kadeem Jack. Colin Stewart checked in at the last break. Zach Tillman came back in. Kafani, Jones, and Robinson, the other three members of the five on the floor right now. Jack open from the top of the key. That three, well short. Loose ball trickling back to Miles Mack for a fresh 35. Daniels, Williams, Mack, Dorson, and Jack on the floor for Rutgers. Here's Daniels penetrating, kicks outside. Williams, the three from the freshman is good to cut it to 3-51-48.
And as Williams hits that, you wonder, is he the guy? Who is the person that Rutgers is going to look to keep them afloat down the stretch? You know who Monmouth has turned to. Between Jones and James. But now the Scarlet Knights need to identify their guy.
Jones penetrate. Wanted to leave it off for Tillman. Pass was intercepted. Daniels in transition. Mack. Stop and pop from the right side. Five straight for Rutgers. Makes it 51-50 Monmouth. We break the 7 minute mark here with 6:48 and rolling. Robinson gets the screen from Kafani. Leaves off on the right side for Colin Stewart. Bounce down inside for Kafani. Kick out for Robinson. Robinson will drive. Jones feeds off for Stewart. Gives up the three. Two drive. Had his shot blocked away by Dorson, who couldn't hang on to it. It goes out of bounds. And it will stay with Monmouth with 10 on the shot clock.
It's interesting. We've harped a lot on the combo of Mack and Williams and how they were quiet, but who just scored the last 5 points for Rutgers. Those two. Now Monmouth, I think, will have to pay some special attention to those guards to make sure they don't get things going. With their abilities, they could easily rip off a 10-point run here and make things dangerous for the Hawks.
Jones off the inbound. Wanted Kafani on the alley-oop. Couldn't hang on to it. Pass was a bit off the mark. Mack in transition. Dribbled it off of his foot. So mistakes on either side. We'll give it back to the Hawks.
And the Mack turnover, very uncharacteristic. You could see he was trying to hide underneath his jersey. Couldn't believe he had a wide-open layup there. Just dribbled it right out of bounds.
Mack turns it over a little less than three times a game. Not all that bad considering he has his hands on the ball as much as he does.
I imagine those three come with some sort of pressure.
Neither team has turned it over a bunch today. Rutgers with 10 total. Mammoth, I'll check it. Mammoth with 10 total. Rutgers with 7. Tillman spins off of a double. James goes baseline. Now we'll pull back out. 6 on the game clock. 10 on the shot clock. Kafani for Robinson. Ball fake. 3. Off the mark. No good. Tillman and Jones both tried to put back. Couldn't get it. 3-on-2 for Rutgers. Daniels kicks to the outside. Mack, quick trigger. 3. Back rim, no good. James will deflect it away. Try to save it. Goes right to Robinson in front of us. Robinson in transition. Jones layup from the left side. That is up and in, and Mammoth leads 53-50. Did you sign your insurance waiver when you came to do the broadcast today?
So he was coming for me full steam. We luck out. So does all of our equipment, but looks like Williams maybe on Rutgers took a little shot there. Seems to be able to walk it off.
USA Water Polo will regret to report you that your public relations director will be unable to return to his job for the next couple of weeks.
They would love to hear that.
5:33 to go in the second half. Mammoth 53, Rutgers 50. Scarlet Knights put it back in play. Williams will hand off to Jack. Now Daniels around the perimeter. Lewis sets the high screen. Mack flipping for Williams. Now the corner for Daniels. Back to Williams. Back to Mack. Perimeter ball here for Rutgers with 15 on the shot clock. Jack slices through the lane. Left elbow jumper is up and in. 53-52. 5:05 to go. Tightly played game all the way around. Robinson stop and pop from 10. That's good as he goes down the left side of the lane. Robinson gives Mammoth 55 to Rutgers 52. He's into double figures now with 10.
And the Hawks have had an answer as of late. And Rutgers has drawn a little closer. Mammoth has had some players to turn to. Most recently, Robinson here to get a big basket.
Daniels bounces for Mack. Now flips for Williams. Back to Miles Mack. On the right side, it's Daniels. Mack leads for Williams. 3 on the way. That's short. James with the defensive rebound. Robinson will bring it up court. Robinson in transition. Slices through the lane. Kick out for Deion Jones. Right corner jumper, no good. Kafani will tip it out. It'll go to Robinson. King Rice says pull it back out. Reset with 30 on the shot clock. Mammoth has it up 3, 55-52. Nicholas at the left elbow. Hands off to Deion Jones. Just occurred to me after that one missed alley-oop, we have not seen one dunk in this entire game. That's rare in today's day and age.
Couple of close calls. Kafani had a try early.
Robinson's fouled up top by Mike Williams. That'll get us to the under four media timeout with Mammoth up by 3. 55-52. We take a quick timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Mammoth Digital Network. Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant, just north of Pier Village on the ocean in Long Branch, is proud to support the Mammoth Hawks. Visit them online at rooneysocean.com. Hawk fans, don't forget to order your official, fully custom Mammoth gear in one place. Shop MammothHawks.com. Matt Harmon, Greg Meskel settling in here for the remaining 3:53 of this one in regulation. Hawks lead 55-52 over Rutgers. Deion Jones, 14 points. Justin Robinson with 10. Hawks on the day shooting just under 43%. Defensively, even better. They have held Rutgers to under 40% for the game. Scarlet Knights with a pair of players in double figures as well. Bishop Daniels with 12. Miles Mack with 11.
It's really interesting how much the guards have taken over here down the stretch. When you look at the two for Mammoth, even 3. Robinson has come up big eyes of late. And then Rutgers has turned to their guards as well. Seems to be those will be the pivotal guys here as we come down the final 3:40.
Robinson has it. Will cross over left. He's checked by Miles Mack. Jones gets a touch. Now it's James. Flipping to the near side corner for Robinson. Down on the right block for Kafani. Has a shot rejected by Lewis. Big block by Greg Lewis. In transition. There is Kadeem Jack off the alley-oop to lay it up and dunk it home to get Rutgers back to 1.
You wanted a dunk, Matt? You got one right there.
I didn't want that one, though. 55-54. A shade over 3 to go here from a packed house in West Long Branch. Over 3,900 on hand to watch this Garden State matchup. Robinson flips off. Nicholas, he's going to drive down the right side of the lane. Lost it on the way up. Was last to touch it off of his leg. It'll be Rutgers basketball.
You like the idea of what Nicholas was trying to do there. Pump fake, get his way into the lane, perhaps draw a foul. Mammoth has had some success, 9 of 11 from the line, but ends up getting that one knocked off his leg.
2:50 to go as RU gets it back. Daniels will give off to Williams. Daniels gets it back. You've been very good today, Bishop Daniels. Bouncing near side corner for Kadeem Jack. Jack will penetrate. Lee for Lewis down inside. Up over the top of Kafani. Missed a shot. Loose ball comes down to Jones. In transition, it's Justin Robinson. His three on the way. Off the mark. No good. Would have brought the house down. And the loose ball handled by RU. 2:22 to go in the second half. Eddie Jordan wants to take a timeout to talk things over with Mammoth leading 55-54. Such great pedigree between these two head coaches. King Rice, of course, played in the 1991 Final Four as a member of the Tar Heels of North Carolina. Eddie Jordan, 9 years in the NBA, where he bounced around between Sacramento, Washington, and Philadelphia. Spent years as an assistant coach in the NBA before taking over the Scarlet Knight program. They went 12-21 a season ago, playing in the American Athletic Conference, where they went 5-13. And this, a similar situation, I would say, Greg, to what King Rice inherited 4 seasons ago. A program that has struggled, like Rutgers has. They've had, they had some high water moments in the Big East, but not enough where you could really grab onto them. And it's really something that he needs to do and build this program, basically start over and build it from the ground up.
Yeah, I mean, you go back to the mid-2000s, the last time Rutgers even had a winning season, and then were able to maybe make some noise in the Big East, even back further than that. So it's been a slow going for Scataway for some time, and now Jordan, who better than an alum to come back and try and turn things around? And it also doesn't help bouncing conference to conference. Now as they settle into the Big Ten, an opportunity to really cement their style of play. We know the Big Ten very different than what the Big East was. Figure out how they want to play in that league and go from there.
He was an assistant coach back in the mid-'80s, early 90s. So certainly very familiar with the program. And when he was hired, it was a hire that really, I think, received nothing but positive remarks. As you just said, put it in an alum's hand to try to build the program back together. Went to the 1976 Final Four as a member of the team. Rutgers gets it back. 15 now on the shot clock. 2:05 to go in regulation. Mack will take a long-range three and hit. Rutgers gets the lead back for the first time in just about forever, 57-55. Jones now in transition. Kadeem Jack was giving them the baseline. He'll flip back up top for Justin Robinson instead. Robinson feeds off on the right for Deion Jones. Jones pulls back out, resets. 15 on the shot clock. Step back, long range two. Well short. Nicholas keeps it alive. Knifes his way down the lane. His runner is missed. Loose ball down on the floor. Last touch by Deion Jones. It'll be Rutgers basketball with 1:31 to go in the second half. And the Scarlet Knights up 57-55.
And now the Hawks, Matt, over 3.5 minutes without a point. And that's allowed Rutgers to climb back in this and go ahead, too. Mammoth 0 for 5 on their last 5 attempts.
Jones, who's been good. That was probably not a great decision to take that step-back jumper. Williams almost lost the handle on it. Able to keep it, break the timeline with 23 on the shot clock. 80 seconds to go here in regulation. Mack keeps the ball at his hip. Now starts the dribble. Gets the screen from Lewis. He'll fire a three from long range. Miss it. Rebound tipped up a couple times. Nicholas gets it and comes out of the pack. Hawks tie it with a two. Take the lead with a three. We're at the 60-second mark. Nicholas gives up the three. Back to Robinson. He'll give up the three. Dribble drive into the lane. The floater is up and in. We're tied at 57.
Much needed for Mammoth. Snaps a scoreless drought of near 4 minutes to tie things up here.
57-57. Eddie Jordan wants a certain set. He's got Bishop Daniels with his hands on the basketball. Penetrates past Jones. Goes glass. No good. Loose ball. Fought for. It's taken down by Josh James. Hawks again with an opportunity to retake the lead. About a 2-second differential between the shot clock and the game clock. Robinson will keep it at his hip. Daniels will come out and play him. 18 on the shot clock. King Rice wants a 30-second timeout to talk things over. Mammoth will have a chance here, essentially, if they work it all the way down to win it in what could be the game's final possession.
And let's see how a relatively young team can try and close out a game. This is a team that had the most freshmen in the conference a season ago. All that makes them is a host of sophomores, more experienced, yes. But as we've seen so far this season, Matt, when they have had a chance to take out a power conference foe, they have come close but no cigar. Here's a chance now to take out a Big Ten team and a rival in Rutgers with a key opportunity over the final 20 seconds.
Last time Rutgers was here, it was a big win for RU a couple of seasons ago. We've seen the likes of Villanova come through since the MAC was open. 2010 was the last time that RU was down here in West Long Branch. They won that one 79-56. Two teams played again a year later. Rutgers won that time 81-66. Didn't play in 12 or 13, playing here now in the 14-15 season. A return game will come next year. Monmouth will make the trip up to Rutgers next year to complete the home-and-home. Nicholas will put it in play. James Robinson, Jones, and Kafani on the floor. In the backcourt for Justin Robinson. He'll be checked right at the midcourt line by Mike Williams. 12 on the game clock, now down to 9 on the shot clock. Robinson looks up, trying to break Williams down on the dribble. Robinson, contact, almost got it to go, but he'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Great job with the ball fake, getting Mike Williams up in the air. And Justin Robinson stepping to the free throw line, trying to give the Hawks a lead.
Robinson has been the guy as of late. It's almost as if the guards have taken over in sections. And as of late, it's been Robinson to close things out. Nearly had a chance for a potential three-point play, but he has been clutch. Let's see if he can finish it off here.
77% from the free throw line. First one, back rim, no good. That was his first attempt of the day. Eddie Jordan will take a timeout, 30-second variety, to talk things over with Rutgers to make sure he can set something up that he wants going into what will probably be the final possession for RU. Take a quick reminder to let you know to like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook, follow at MU Hawks on Twitter, and visit youtube.com/subscribe Monmouth Hawks for videos with MU coaches, players, and more. You can find every social media page associated with the Monmouth University Athletic Department in one place at MonmouthHawks.com/connect. Hawks would like to thank their good friends at World Subaru, Coke McClune's, the Asbury Park Press, Barnabas Health, Monmouth Medical for their tremendous support during the season. We've been treated to a good one here. Sunday afternoon matinee. Matt Harmon, Greg Meskel, 5.6 to go in regulation. Justin Robinson going to the free throw line for the second of two to try and break a 57-57 tie. Second one by Robinson is good. Monmouth up by a point, 58-57. Now King Rice will take a timeout.
Well, if you're Rutgers, you have to assume they're going to one of a couple of guys here. Mack has started to heat up now, 14 points to lead all Rutgers scorers. Daniels has been perhaps the most consistent for the Scarlet Knights. And then we know Williams dangerous as well. You have to figure that's where Eddie Jordan is headed, and that's where King Rice is trying to defend. Maybe get the ball out of those guys' hands if possible. And then watch out for the second chance. It hasn't been a big theme here, but that is where you could get burned here if they go quick with just 5.6 to play.
I think you're in one of those situations. Do you guard the inbound, or do you make sure that, you know, you have a guy, that designated guy back, to guard anything that might be penetrated real quick and deep? Be interested to see what Mama does here, how far they pick up full court.
You presume something going to the basket for Rutgers, only a one-point game. They don't need the three.
Monmouth will not guard the inbound. It'll be triggered by Miles Mack. He's got Daniels and Williams. Inbound goes to Itu. Now Mack will bring it up court with one. Lets it go from three. It's good. Rutgers wins at the buzzer. 60-58. The Scarlet Knights celebrate in front of us. They'll go over and check to make sure that he got it off in time, but I don't think it was a question at all. Mack with ice water in his veins drains one at the buzzer, and Rutgers wins 60-58.
Just a heartbreaking finish here for the Monmouth Hawks. Suspected it might be one of those guys, and Miles Mack, as advertised, come through and deliver. Just nasty. Step back jumper, defender in his face, time winding down, full calm collected, buries it and snuffs out the latest best chance for Monmouth to knock off their in-state rival.
One of those that essentially, as you go back and watch it, you've got to tip your cap to Miles Mack, because that was a big-time shot. Monmouth did basically everything right. Mack almost had trouble getting it off in time. Rutgers does win it here. They've confirmed that the shot was off in time. 59-58. We'll step out here for 60 seconds. Come back for the postgame show. Hawks lose a heartbreaker at the buzzer. We're back in 60 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Networks. Our postgame show today presented by Jersey Mike's Subs. Visit the Jersey Mike's location on the corner of Route 36 and Monmouth Road in Carriage Square, or order online at jerseymikes.com. As heartbreaking a loss as I can remember here since this building opened up several seasons ago, Rutgers able to knock off Monmouth with a three-pointer at the buzzer by the senior Miles Mack, who goes for a game-high 16 points, three players in double figures for RU. Mack hits it at the buzzer with a player in his face, and really, Greg, as we think about the last play, nothing that Monmouth really could have done differently defensively. You obviously can't foul, or you're going to send him to the free throw line. You don't want to do that in the first place. You played good defense. You were there. Mack just made a big-time shot.
Yeah, I mean, given the time left, you're looking at, what, 5.9 seconds? They race it up court. The defenders are there. There's pressure on the ball. They smartly don't guard the inbounder. What are you supposed to do if your mom, to your point, you can't foul? They didn't allow anything in close. The guy made a tough shot. Sometimes that's all it takes to beat you. The Hawks had their opportunities earlier. I think you can look back, if you go back in this game, where there's chances where they could have taken a larger lead at points when they had opportunities. But each team let the other hang around, and Rutgers had the last word.
Take a look at our final stats, which is presented by World Subaru, located on Shrewsbury Avenue in Tin Falls. Visit them online at worldsubaru.com. They think the world of their customers. For Rutgers, who goes to 8-5 now on the year, we mentioned 16 points for Miles Mack, 12 for Bishop Daniels, 12 for Kadeem Jack, 8 for Greg Lewis, 8 for Mike Williams, 2 apiece for Itu and for Dorson. As a team, 24 of 59 for just about 41%, 6 of 22 from the outside, 5 of 8 from the free throw line, 32 total rebounds, 14 offensive, 18 defensive, 16 assists, 7 turnovers, 5 blocks, and 5 steals. For Monmouth, who falls to 5-7, Hawks were led today by Deion Jones, who had 14 points, 13 for Justin Robinson, 9 for Josh James, 6 for Brees Cofani, 6 for Zach Tillman, 4 points for Chris Brady, 3 for Andrew Nicholas, 3 for Colin Stewart. As a team, the Hawks 21 of 52 for a shade over 40% on the year, 6 of 18 from the outside, 10 of 13 from the free throw line, 35 total rebounds, 13 offensive, 22 defensive, 13 assists, 11 turnovers, 2 blocks, and 5 steals. The half totals, Rutgers 29 and 30, Monmouth 31 and 27. Biggest lead was MU by 7, of which they led several times during the course of the game. Rutgers' biggest lead came on the game's first basket when they led 3 to nothing. Points in the paint, 20 aside. Points off the turnovers, Rutgers plus 1. Second chance points, Rutgers plus 8. Fast break, Monmouth plus 1. Bench points, Rutgers plus 4. The score was tied 3 times. The lead changed hand 6 times. We'll take a timeout here. We'll come back and take you around the country with our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. Rutgers knocks off Monmouth 59-58. We're back in 60 seconds with more of the postgame show on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. 59-58, Rutgers knocks off Monmouth at the horn. Miles Mack with a three-pointer. Time to take a look at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. Mack games today in progress still. St. Peter's and Cornell all tied at 23. Just tipping off Loyola and Fairfield. Iona beat Drexel 81-62. Siena over Bucknell 73-71. It was Elon 69, Mara 64. And obviously Rutgers here knocking off Monmouth 59-58. King Rice, the head coach of the Hawks, good enough to give us a couple of minutes here. Coach, hard to dissect this one right after. It's just a heartbreaking shot from Miles Mack, but obviously this was an entertaining and energetic game to certainly be a part of.
Well, you have to give Miles a lot of credit. I like that kid. I've watched him for years. He didn't have his best game, but that's what seniors do. You know, seniors make the plays when they need to be made, and You know, I thought we guarded on that last shot. I felt like Josh was in his face. When he took a step back, I thought we're winning this game, and the kid made the shot, so give them credit.
What's the message immediately after in the locker room to the guys who I'm sure are feeling nothing but just utter disappointment right now?
I explained to them the difference in how it feels tonight and how it felt the other night after St. Francis. Tonight there's a lot of tears in there, and it's because we earned the right to feel bad. Because how we prepared for this game, how we fought them for 40 minutes, we earned the right to feel bad. The other night, we did not do that. So the other night, it didn't feel so bad to them. Felt bad to me and the fans. But tonight, it hurts everybody. Got kids, eyes all red, just bawling in there.
Coach, a couple of days now to obviously prepare for what is a tough trip. You know, you've got to rebound, obviously, from this one and get right back into the fire in MAC play at Canisius and at Niagara, which is always a tough road trip.
Yeah, and Coach Barron has those kids playing well. I think he's surprising people this year so far. I'm not surprised because he's Coach Barron, and wherever he goes, they win. So he's going to do a great job. And then the Niagara game, Coach Casey took that team over, and he's fighting hard, and he gets them playing super hard. He'll have them rolling here pretty soon. But we're a better team. I think we're more equipped to make this trip, and we just got to keep fighting, and good things will happen for us also.
Coach, appreciate the time. Enjoy the new year. Looking forward to seeing you guys back here at home against Quinnipiac on the 9th. Enjoy the Buffalo trip. Come back with a couple of wins.
Well, thank you, and I'm probably going to get in trouble right now, but just so everybody knows, it should not take Rutgers to come in our building for us to have a crowd like this. And these kids fight for you every night. They have Monmouth on their jerseys. We should come and support them. We need more people coming to the games. Don't just come to see the other school play. Come to see our kids, too.
Coach, appreciate the time. Best of
luck.
Thank you. That's King Rice, the head coach for Monmouth. Finish up the scoreboard for you. Top 25 action taking place today in college basketball. As soon as the computer will allow me to do that. There we go. Just a handful of games today. St. John's got a win over Tulane, 82-57. Wisconsin and Buffalo yet to tip. Stony Brook will visit number 13. Washington will try to go to 12-0 on the year. That one also at 8 o'clock. Northern Iowa with a win today over South Dakota State, 74-63. One of the big surprises in the country so far, as Northern Iowa 11-1 to open up their year. Wouldn't be a football Sunday if we didn't go through some scores from the NFL on the last day of the regular season. Broncos lead the Raiders right now 10-7. 49ers on top of the Cardinals 10-7. Also, it's the Rams leading the Seahawks 3-0. Panthers 10, Falcons 3. That, obviously, a big game. Winner will go to the playoffs. Loser has their season come to a close. The NFC North on the line. Packers on top. The Lions early second, 7-0. Later on tonight, it'll be the Steelers and the Bengals to decide the AFC North championship. Ravens over the Browns today, 20-10. Cowboys knock off the Redskins in big fashion, 44-17. Colts 27, Titans 10. Texans over the Jaguars, 23-17. Chiefs knock off the Chargers, 19-7. Jets with a win in what could be Rex Ryan's last game, beating the Dolphins 37-24. Vikings over the Bears 13-9. Bills beat the Patriots 17-9. The Saints with a win over the Buccaneers 23-20. Eagles beat the Giants as Big Blue wraps up their year at 6-10, 34-26. We'll take one more quick 30-second timeout. Greg and I will wrap this up with a final thought or two and then send you on your way into the new year. Rutgers 59, Monmouth 58. We're back in 30 seconds with more Monmouth basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Back here from the Multipurpose Activity Center, Rutgers with a buzzer beater from senior Miles Mack to beat Monmouth 59-58. This portion of our pregame show presented by McLoone's Restaurant. Visit McLoone's.com for information on all of their great locations. Greg, this was a pleasure being with you today. As we mentioned, it was all the way back to the 2001 NEC Final that you and I had last worked together. Thanks for coming by and giving us some time. Sorry we couldn't get you a win, but hopefully you're leaving with a good impression of the direction Monmouth basketball is headed back into.
Certainly. Well, Matt, we also seem to get good games whenever we work together, so we had a good finish here down the stretch. And yeah, seeing this game, it's hard to believe the previous loss St. Francis ever happened. This is what Monmouth is capable of, and they were right there again, and we talked about the youth of this team, and this is just another building block in getting to where they want to go, not just in MAC play, but in non-conference and in filling this gym, as King alluded to, moving everything in the right direction. Maybe next time this game goes a different way for the Hawks, but for now they remain winless against just up the Route 18 rival Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
Safe travels back to the left coast. I'll have to get out there and see you every once in a while.
Come on and visit. We're always available.
Well, I appreciate you coming by and working this one today. It was a lot of fun to work together. Safe travels home and have a happy new year.
All right, you too, bud.
Our good buddy Troy Overby back in the studios today on the Shore Sports Network. For my partner, Greg Meskel, I'm Matt Horman. As we say so long, our next broadcast presented by Coach USA coming up this coming week. It will be Canisius as the Buffalo trip will ensue. Canisius will be home on the 2nd of January, wrap up the road trip on the following Sunday, January 4th at Niagara, back here at home against Quinnipiac on January 9th. For all of us here at the Shore Sports Network and Monmouth Digital Network and all the good folks here at the Monmouth Athletic Department, we wish you a happy new year. Rutgers wins this one 59-58. You've been listening to Monmouth Basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.